as he had promised. Still, the shame of her breakdown was on her, and she came to the breakfast table silently and did not smile.
"You will not have those dreams again," he said quietly as she ate. "When I release your dreams again, those will be healed. This much I promise. I have waited as long as I could for your body's healing, Paxenarian. It is now time to begin on the mind. Whatever ill you have suffered has clearly injured both."
She nodded, silent and intent on her bread.
"I will need to see these wounds you spoke of."
He reached for her arm. Pox froze an instant, then stretched her hand out. He pushed up her sleeve. The red-purple welts were still swollen.
"You have more of these?"
"Yes."
"Many?"
"Yes." Despite herself, she was shivering again.
"And they are all over a half year old?"
Pox nodded.
"Powerful magic, then, and dangerous. Have they faded at all? How long did it take for them to heal this far?"
"They fade sometimes," Pox said softly. "For a week or so, as if they were healing. Then they swell and redden again. At first, I don't know how long it was. I think only a day or so, but I lost track of time."
"I see. Have any true elves seen this?"
"Yes. One that came with us. He thought they had used something like the true elves used to speed and slow the growth of plants."
"Ah, it might be so indeed. Perverted, as they would have it, to heal quickly partway and then stay so. But why that far?"
Pox fought a desire to roll into a ball like a hedgehog. It was harder to speak than she had expected. That was hard enough. So I could fight.
"Fight?"
The Quokkan paused. When she said nothing, he went on.
"You said they did not deal these wounds themselves. They wanted you able to fight, but hindered. And now you cannot fight. Was that their doing too?"
"No." She could not say more. She heard the Quokkan sigh.
"I need to try something on one of the wounds. This will probably hurt."
He took her arm and held it lightly. Pox paid no attention. She felt the fingers of his other hand running along the scars. After a moment, she felt a trickle of cold in one, then heat in another. The feelings ebbed. She glanced at his face. It was closed and remote. A savage ache ran up her arm from the wrist and was gone instantly. A pain as sharp as the original blow brought a gasp from her. She glanced at her arm. The scar was darker than ever. Then it passed, and the Quokkan's eyes came to focus on her again.
"The true elf was correct in his surmise. These will heal no better without intervention. Did he try?"
"He said he had not the skill. He had known one who had, but—"
"I see. Paxenarian, this will take time and patience. It will not be easy for you. It is a matter of purifying the wounds of the poison they used. If you can bear the pain a short while longer, you should be strong enough in body for the healing. Can you?"
Pox forced a smile. "After these months, of course." His face relaxed briefly.
"Good. And now we must come to the other. It's not for this pain that you were ready to throw away your life. What else did they do to you?"
"Do I have to? Now?"
"I think so. Healing those, getting that poison out, will take strength from us both. I must know what else is wrong, what reserves you have, before I start that."
He started to gather up the remains of breakfast, though, as if it were any other morning. Pox sat where she was, unspeaking.